You're listening to a download from theoutdoorstation.co.uk.
Number 301.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to another exciting afternoon here in Friedrichshafen, down here by Lake Constance over in sunny, very, very warm Germany, for the International Trade Fair for outdoor gear and things that make us all terribly excited. And talking of terribly excited, Roman, our German international correspondent, has been running around this afternoon, left, right and centre, speaking to interesting people about products that he gets terribly excited about. And he tells me that he's spoken to Mark Flanagan from GoLite, who's the international general manager there, about some new products, as well as diving into the Montane stand to speak to Chris regarding some very exciting new jackets and materials which they're releasing very soon. We have also been equally as busy. We haven't been resting on our laurels. And we've caught up with Emily Cooper, who regular listeners will probably recognise straight away as the New Zealander who runs Silk Body. We've had some involvement with Silk Body, fantastic products, but we've got a bit confused over the pricing structure, and she explained exactly what's happened to the price of silk and how it's affected manufacture and so on. So we talked to her, and this is included in this podcast. So here we go. Anyway, we'll hand over to Roman, who will no doubt introduce where he is and what he's doing, let the rest of the stories unfold before your very ears. In the meantime, we're going to nip off and go and try and find a few more people to talk to before the show comes to an end.
So let's talk a little bit about the new products for 2011. I know that you did a little bit of work on the backpacks and also introduced a new jacket. Let's talk about the new jacket first, which is a very lightweight marvel.
Yes, hi, Roman. The new lightweight jacket that we have this year is the Malpais jacket, three-layer, light shell. We've come to market with a jacket that's 190 grams in weight for men's, with fully taped seams, waterproof zippers, a fixed hood with some closures, two fully waterproof hand pockets and a fully waterproof front zip stand, and adjustable cuffs, and retailing at about £180. The hydrostatic head factor is around about 17,000 mm, and the moisture vapor transfer rate is 15,000. So we're very pleased to have the lightest, fully waterproof three-layer jacket on the at the show.
So how do those factors around breathability and waterproofness compare to established brands like Gore-Tex and Event, for example?
We are comparable. 17,000, 15,000 is at the higher end of most brands. We don't concentrate too much on numbers, more about performance, and we're always very honest with our ratings. So we're very confident of 17,000, 15,000, and we feel for most outdoor pursuits, those two numbers fit the bill. Breathability is quite high at 15,000 because of how light the fabric is, but we have a very, very high rating of 17,000 on waterproof. So we're very, very pleased on how the jacket turned out in terms of ratings on those two measurements.
So the general availability of the jacket, when will that be?
We're looking at early January for availability for all retailers. Picking up some quarter one sales for inclement weather in Northern Europe, but a very good travel piece as well as it packs down to a lightweight, to a small area.
And in which colours will that jacket be available?
We have five colours currently scheduled. We have a foliage green, a granite with a red zip, and a black, also a red and a blue.
All right, good. That was very impressive. So, and the next thing is probably a little bit of surprise in terms of the size, because it looks a little bit like the answer from GoLite to the Exo series from Osprey, which has been released about 2 years ago at the show, and I guess was a tremendous success for Osprey. And now GoLite comes up with a new a high-volume capacity pack called the Terono in 2011. Tell us a little bit more about that one.
Well, Roman, we've always done a 90-litre backpack, which has been called the Odyssey. So there's no increase in capacity there. But what we what we had been requested numerous times by retailers was some adjustability to the back system. And so what we've developed is a backpack range called the Torono. And the Torono is a fully customable back system that also adjusts 4 inches in the torso and adjusts 4 inches in the hips. So it basically adjusts both ways. It features Dyneema fabric in terms of the main compartment, so it fits very well into our current range of products from a merchandising perspective. But from a performance perspective, it really does fit all requirements. We're doing it in a 90 litre version for men's and a 70 litre, and an 85 litre and 65 litre for women's. All packs feature the patented compactor system from GoLite, so they all compact down to a day size pack if you need that. But from the testing that we've been done for the past 6 months with all our test people around the world, we're coming to market with what we feel is the most customable pack on the market. Now, the 90 litre is coming in at just a little bit over 2 kilograms in men's, and the 85 litre is 1.76 in women's. So although they're fully featured with all the sort of adjustments and all the details you would expect from a very, very adjustable backpack, they're also obviously in keeping with our philosophy of not over-engineering things and keeping things to what you need and nothing you don't.
All right, so when will those packs again be available for the end customer and price point?
Well, we are hoping to do a late end-of-year launch, so a late November, early December 2010, and the price points are $200 and $180.
All right, and colours for that pack? Colour combinations?
We're doing a green version in both men's and women's, and like a black version in both men's and women's, and we're doing a sun colour, which is like our corporate colour. The difference being between the two, that the women's has a greyer colour in the contrast and the men's has black. So essentially three in both.
I think those products are, let's say, the two major ones for 2011. As far as I understood, tents, sleeping bags, etc., more or less stay the same as they currently are.
Yes, a lot of retailers have expressed a preference for us to have a little bit of consistency in the range. So our shelters remain the same from 2010 to 2011. Our backpacks have a new style in Torono. Our sleeping bags stay the same, and so do our bottle packs. And a lot of our development in terms of product has come with apparel. So we have new apparel styles. Such as the Malpace, which I spoke about earlier, but also the Post Canyon soft shell, which is a very lightweight soft shell. And we continue to grow our travel range. Especially within the travel luggage area, we've included 4 new styles on the back of a very good launch this year for our travel products in terms of luggage. We do a 2.5 kilogram carry-on style in the luggage, in the travel luggage, which has been exceptionally well received due to the weight restrictions on carry-on for most airlines now to 10 kilograms. So we've got a 2.5 carry-on style with wheels, and we even do a 1 kilogram carry-on style that is also within the size restrictions. So the range is growing, but in the areas that people want consistency, such as 3-person tents, one-season sleeping bags and one-person shelters, we've got some consistency there that we can keep on growing the brand with.
Okay, thank you very much, and I wish you all success for 2011.
And thank you for your time.
You're listening to theoutdoorstation.co.uk.
It's 2 years since I've seen you.
Yes.
It's lovely to see you here again.
You too.
We'd heard the price of silk and things had changed in the market, but I understand that I've got completely the wrong end of the stick on that.
Yes, well, the price of silk has increased like everything else, but we have tried to keep the in-consumer price reasonable. So I don't expect that end consumers should find that the price has increased exorbitantly. Should be manageable.
Excellent. It's 2 years since we've seen you. Last time we spoke, we were talking about silk underwear, and it was coming through.
Yes.
I understand it's now a production model.
It is, absolutely. It's available. It's very nice. It's 100% silk boxes. We have a men's style, which has been very popular. And next season, we will be introducing a woman's brief as well.
Can we have a look at the brief here?
Yeah. This is a really nice style in 100% silk, which I think is very nice for next to skin for underwear. It's obviously very breathable, easy to wash out and dry overnight, perfect for travel.
Excellent. And presumably the men's boxes come in a range of sizes, so the smaller boxer will be able to be used by women that want to use shiwis?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have had that feedback. They come from small to double extra large, and black and khaki.
Okay, yeah. Lovely. What are the new pieces then? It's 2 years since I've seen you, so tell me about some of these new pieces I can see here on the side.
Well, one I'd like to show you is the cellular base layer. And this is a really nice technical base layer fabric that we're using. It's heavier weight than our silk spun base layer. Rather than 125 gram, it's 180 gram, and it's 80% silk and 20% merino.
So what are the technical benefits of that mix?
Well, it's got its really interesting texture, quite a three-dimensional texture, which means that it traps more warm air next to the skin, so it's more insulating. And it has a greater surface area, which means that it dries faster. So we do recommend this fabric if you are going to be sweating quite a lot. It will dry faster.
So if for somebody who is out for a few days at a time and they want to wash in a stream or whatever, this will actually dry a lot faster than the standard 100% silk?
Yes, absolutely. But also when you're wearing it, when you're sweating a lot, it will be more comfortable because it is very breathable. And it won't get that the damp feeling next to the skin.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the bacterial properties of silk all the materials you use in your manufacturing have obviously proven themselves since we've met about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And we ourselves have various stories of people that have been using silk-based layers and in very, very unpleasant conditions and coming out smelling sweet as a nut.
2 weeks, you told me.
Yeah.
Somebody had worn the same top with not a whiff at the end.
Yeah, in Mexico doing some hard stuff. So that's a great recommendation for the properties of the material.
Yeah.
What about this waistcoat here you were telling me about?
This one here is our new generation silk fleece. The last time I saw you, we showed you the 100% silk fleece that we won an outdoor award for. This one here that I'm showing you now is called bonded silk fleece, and it's... we're very excited about it. It's silk fleece on the inside, 100% silk, and we've bonded it with our silk spun fabric on the outside. It means that the exterior of the garment is more durable, and because it is bonded, it's really quite wind resistant. And it has a really nice look, not quite as shiny as the silk fleece, which doesn't suit everybody. It's really nice features as well, extra pockets, zipper garage. Comes in the vest style and also in a jacket.
Okay. Oh, in a full jacket as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I presume then really this is sort of more camp wear, people that want a nice stylish piece as opposed to perhaps the super lightweight market.
Yes, exactly. We do call it a soft shell garment, but that term is obviously fluid and means different things to different people.
Absolutely.
So it isn't waterproof, but it is wind resistant and it's very warm.
Okay, the other thing I'd like to ask you about is long johns. A few years ago when we saw the first range of long johns that came out, they were what I'd call traditional old men's long johns in the way that they were very, very high-waisted and not very flattering in the leg.
Yes.
Have you changed the design of those?
Yes, we have. We've updated the styling and modernised it. So the waistline is lower. People now are used to wearing garments a little bit lower on the hips. So we've updated that. And a better cut through the leg as well. Yeah.
There's a fabulous range of colours I can see surrounding me. Tell me more about what's coming through for 2011.
For the summer 2011 range, we have grey marle, which is a really fantastic neutral for guys and for women. Coral, which is a gorgeous bright colour. Lime, a green, obviously. It's very fresh, nice for summer, and an iris colour, which is a really lovely blue.
And what about guys? What do guys get?
Well, they get the grey male. They also get the coconut, which is actually a colour that we have continued through from last season. It was very popular. And there's a colour called sandstone as well, which is very wearable.
As well as the standard black.
Of course, yeah, everything comes in black.
Well, let's just wind back a section. I say it was 4 years ago when I first met you, and it was the first time, I think, coming over to the show here at Friedrichshafen.
Yeah, yeah.
Just generally, I'm sure people would be interested to know how the company has developed and how the sort of feedback you've had from the worldwide market, apart from the local market in New Zealand, obviously.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, it's always interesting. Coming from New Zealand, the European market is very different to New Zealand, and we have had to make some changes in terms of our styling and some of the expectations of consumers are definitely different.
How so? I would love to have a bit more information.
Well, just we're looking at the men's boxes earlier, and we were discussing the functionality of the fly, which for us, you know, we thought that was necessary. You know, you don't have to use it, but we also get the feedback that it's a feature that, you know, is not necessary for some European men consumers. So that sort of thing is. Something that we haven't to deal with, but it's really exciting. The range is going really well in Europe.
Any particular country that sort of shown a stronger sort of feedback or welcomed the range more?
Yeah, I mean Germany goes particularly well. Also Belgium and the Netherlands, and Sweden. I think consumers. are really interested in natural products, natural fibres next to the skin. They understand the benefits, and they're also they want a quality product.
The Scandinavian countries you've mentioned, are they using the product as obviously insulating base layers because of the temperature, because it's colder, or is it more as a fashion outdoor brand? It's interesting because different brands, as they go into different countries.
Yeah.
Form a different sector of the marketplace. Yeah. Sometimes it's very technical and sometimes it's fashion, yet it's the same product.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. And I think in wintertime, people are definitely wearing it more as an extra skin base layer. So the technical properties are what attracts people for wintertime. And then for summer, they're wearing it as an only layer next to the skin. And obviously the colours and the fashion aspect is really important. But so it's really a combination, and I think that's the fantastic thing about Silk Body is that it does work as a technical garment, but it also looks fantastic.
Well, congratulations once again, Emily. It's been lovely to see you, and I hope it's not 2 years before I see you again.
Yeah,
I do apologise about the delay, but we'll look forward to keep promoting the Silk Body name in the UK, because I think it's a fantastic brand, and obviously the technical performance of it is second to none. So thanks again.
Great, thanks Bob, thanks Rose.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
This is the Outdoor Station. A million listeners worldwide can't be wrong.
It's all about the great outdoors.
So I'm standing here with Chris from Montaigne, and we are talking about a very exciting new item they will release in 2011, which is called their Spectra Smog, an ultralight event smog. But Chris can talk us through all of the features of that new upcoming jacket, which makes it a little bit special.
Okay, so the Spectra Smog was basically it was developed for ultra racing, ultralight mountain marathons with a full level of performance. So we use a three-layer event fabric throughout. And using minimal construction techniques wherever possible, we've got the weight down to 210 grams for a size medium. It's a pullover version, and basically there is no draw cording, no adjustment on the product at all. So it has elasticated hem, elasticated cuffs, pre-elasticated section in the small of the back to help reduce flappiness when running. A lot of runners and cyclists don't like that on a jacket. The hood is fully pre-tensioned as well, with a crown and also around the brim. And it has no wired peak in it, which helps reduce weight, because we find that a lot of competitors in these events, they tend to use a baseball cap of some sort. One of the main sort of features of the system is the fact that we have taken the zip out of the jacket. There's two reasons for not using a water-resistant zip on this, which is we've managed to reduce the weight by not using it, and also there is increased flexibility around the neck area, which a water-resistant zip does add a little bit of stiffness to the product. We call it the Tornado Roll Closure System, and for a lot of people, the simplest way of understanding this is it's just like a dry bag, in the fact that you stick the two pieces together and then you roll it two times before closing over on a hook loop system. So we have an elasticated hoop that goes over a plastic cleat, and that locks into place. And the whole idea of this is to give it a versatile, adjustable closure system without using a zip. So that is the main sort of development that we've tried to create with this product, to give a bit of interest and to give an alternative closure system that truly works, that gives us a very weatherproof seal in a minimum weight package.
Mm-hmm. So going to that Tornado system a little bit in detail, so there's actually a Velcro closure where you initially close it. So if you want, let's say, to regulate your heat a little bit during your race and partially open it, can that be done?
Yeah, very simple, really. With the main Velcro system, it allows, when you have the jacket fully undone, as it were, on the smock section where the zip closure would be, it gives you an expanded area around the neck and you can get good ventilation. You can easily pull the Velcro open to fully ventilate the jacket, no problems. With a little bit of practice, it does take a little bit of learning, but you can actually close this jacket one-handed while wearing it. And it's very simple to do. A lot of people we've found will only keep the first two cleat systems closed when they have the hood down and just ventilate from the top section. And if the weather does get quite hideous, then you can actually pull the hood up, finish closing, and then you can again close one-handed up against the side of the face. So it is a one-handed operation with a little bit of practice. But it's a good ventilation system, and you can quite happily open the jacket up a fair amount and still stay semi-weatherproof without having the roll system fully closed.
So if you wear, let's say, one of those fast-drying shirts with not natural fibers, sometimes, you know, Velcro tends to destroy, not destroy, but at least damage that fabric a little bit. Have you looked or thought about this?
If you leave the jacket open, it is very possible that the one section of Velcro could come in and catch, but that is on the outer side piece. So if I open up the jacket now, you will see that the harder hook section of the Velcro is on the outside and that the soft Velcro is on the bit that's on the inside. So this should not cause a situation. In the majority of circumstances, we would feel that most people would get adequate ventilation from the roll closure system, even with it actually Velcro closed.
Okay. And you said that the brim obviously is made for adventure racing type of thing. So if you want, let's say, more protection from the elements in terms of also a better visibility, you said you would probably recommend to use a baseball-style cap underneath it?
Yeah, definitely use a baseball cap with a plastic peak to give you full weather protection. And it's an integrated system that we offer. We do two versions of a baseball cap. We do a high wick sun protection factor baseball cap, and we also manufacture a full event baseball cap to give two people options on that system. The idea with it also is that if you take the baseball cap off, it can be stashed down inside the hood, and then we actually have a little Velcro tab system so you can retain your baseball cap inside the hood at the back of your neck. And then if you require the full hood system, you can just quite easily reach behind you. The baseball cap is stored in the hood system. It stays in place due to the elastication of the hood.
Okay. So I also saw that, you know, very clean cut seams, no pockets of any size. Obviously, you know, from a design perspective, very minimalistic design, right?
Yeah, very much so. The end user of this piece is going to be an adventure racer, ultra marathon, long distancer. And something like a pocket on a jacket is we deem not necessary in this circumstance. They have a rucksack, and pieces will be attached to that. Many people will have a compass attached to the rucksack shoulder strap. They've got a map which they can stash, and they're using a hydration system, or they're using sports bottles, which are again attached to the rucksack. So it's not necessary to add weight to a product by putting pockets and pocket zips on that as well. Seam detailing wise, we've used minimum seam technology wherever we can. The entire sleeve is made out of one piece of fabric, and we use a corkscrew twist system, which gives us an increased articulation and movement through the sleeve area, and keeps the seams down to a minimum all the way through the product. So, yeah.
It's a great piece of kit. When actually will that Spectra Smog be available for end users, color options, and last but not least, price point?
The Spectra Smog will be launched for March 2011 and should be in the shops from then onwards. We are making it just in the one colour, which is our classic Montane Moroccan blue, and it has orange trim. For people that know the Montane brand, that is one of our classic colours that we manufacture a lot of our lightweight products in. And price point in the UK, we're looking at £180.
So second item, which I would like to mention here while I'm at the Montane booth, is the new Slipstream GL windbreaker full zip jacket. And, it has some very nice new feature, which actually reduces the weight pretty significantly. But please talk us through that.
Yeah, okay. A few people that will know Montane well, that we do manufacture some of the lightest equipment in the world. And our old Slipstream jacket that we've had on the market for a bit came in at 85 grams using the Pertex Quantum fabric. And Pertex have worked hard to reduce the weight, reduce the size of the fibers, and therefore we can make a new lightweight jacket out of the new Pertex that is being released on the market. So this is the new Slipstream GL. GL stands for Gossamer Light. That is the part that comes from the Quantum GL fabric. And basically we're managing to make a full zip windproof, water-resistant product coming in at 65 grams total weight. The main feature of the piece is the fabric weight, but at Montane we like to also talk about the quality of our construction as well. And you'll find that people that know dressmaking, we have a system where all of our seams are done on a French seam. And the main reason for using a French seam is there's no major visible overlock stitching at all. The product looks quality finished when you turn it inside out, and also gives a softer seam finish, so you have no rough stitching when you're just using a running vest or something underneath the product as well.
So in terms of durability, that new material compared to the previous version, are we talking about, let's say, the same levels of durability or less or more?
The specifications of the new Quantum GL fabric is realistically around about the same amount of abrasion in terms of their standard abrasion test, and the windproofing and the breathability rate is exactly the same as well.
Okay. So from a cut perspective, it's a hoodless windbreaker, as I probably said. This is identical to the existing Slipstream jacket, right?
Yeah, exactly identical. The main thing that gives us this amazing weight saving is Pertex development, as it were. So, yeah, we are designing it as a nice, close-fitting, summer-weight, windproof jacket. You've got elasticated hem, elasticated cuff, lightweight zip, which we do back off so you don't get wind running through the zip. And, again, we don't use a hood on this option. It does add weight when you add hoods.
Okay. All right, so, again, one color, classic Montane blue,
yeah, classic
available
Montane blue.
with an orange zip, and availability and price point.
Yeah, availability again. We're launching this one for March 2011, and we're coming in at the amazing price here of £80 for 65 grams. So that's, you know, there or thereabouts. We're actually talking around £40 an ounce.
Wow. All right. Great. Thanks. So thanks a lot for presenting us those two very impressive products, and I wish you and Montane all the best for 2011.
Thank you very much indeed. See you again.
Well, there you have it. The story has unfolded this afternoon, and thanks very much indeed to Roman for his efforts in speaking to people, because he's heading off tonight to go on a long walk for a couple of weeks, and he's very much looking forward to that. I think he said he was going to the Pyrenees. I must check his blog out and find out where he went. And also thanks to our guests as well, to Mark, to Emily and to Chris for joining in and sharing the information about products we're obviously going to be seeing come 2011. Well, I think we're going to squeeze a few more interviews in before this series comes to an end, so there'll probably be another podcast release from Friedrichshafen. But in the meantime, folks, I hope you've enjoyed everything that we found out for you and captured some of the atmosphere and some of the things that are going on generally in the outdoors world. And we'll be back to catch up with you next time. So until then, take care and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To hear more from our extensive free library, please visit the website at theoutdoorstation.co.uk.
You can now follow The Outdoor Station on Facebook, where we chat about each programme we produce, answer questions and discuss future productions. Why not join us there?
This podcast is produced and hosted by theoutdoorstation.co.uk.